Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get more points. Come on. Come on, boys. That's it. Watch the fiber. Soften it up. Sports.
This is Sports Sunday.
Jokic has it. Clock ticks. Going to put one up. Jokic for the win. It's good. Jokic got it off in time.
With Rashawn Taylor and Joe Fisher.
First and goal. Mahomes flings this.
It's there. Hartman. Jackpot. Kansas City.
Hate
me or love me. You watched. That's all you could do.
And 1080.
Who do you think you are?
The Fan.
Good morning. Welcome into Sports Sunday on 1080. The Fan. Joe Fisher, Rashawn Taylor.
Joe Fisher, man, looking, coming back, looking all grizzly.
Look I at see you. What you did there.
Look at you.
Well, you know, a few days on the skipper, on the fishing boat, that'll do it to you. It'll change you, turn you to a man. Yeah, I am back from, I mean, I literally got back last Sunday, but was out on a charter boat out in Garibaldi and getting my fishing on, trying to catch some rockfish.
Sound like a true Oregonian.
Some
right
ling
now.
Cod.
Did you catch anything?
Yeah. It was unfortunate because we were supposed to go out on the boat like 20 miles, like go out there, do some, what do they call, deep reef fishing. And they called like the day before and they're like, there's a storm coming.
Nope. We're good.
Yeah. And they said that we could do like light tackle, which was like 4 to 5 miles off the coast or something like that. Which I was like, hey, that's I'm cool with that.
4 to 5 miles off the coast is a long way.
And we could still see it. So, like, it was, like, closer to 3, maybe. Because we could still definitely see the coastline. Like, yeah. It wasn't, like...
But that's crazy. Like, if you were outside, you just can't see a mile ahead of you. Like, you can, but...
I don't know how many knots we were out there. Or, I don't know what the unit of measurement is.
Yeah,
for...
somebody told you you had to walk 3 miles to the store or something like that. It's like, damn, that's 3 miles. So, you're in the middle of... ocean, not the middle, but 3 miles into the ocean, like that's three, yeah. 4 miles. That's pretty deep.
We were out there, yeah. That's
yeah, could
sure.
You see the shore still? I'm not sure I've ever been that far out on a boat.
See, and that's what I'm really wondering, like, how far were we? Because, I mean, I could still see the coastline,
okay,
but we were out there. It was pretty far out, so I don't know how far as mileage goes, but yeah, it was, we limited out. We got our 5 rockfish. My dad was the only one to be able to catch and keep a ling cod.
Ooh,
so
that's
there was
awesome.
Yeah, there was about like 6 or 7 ling cod that were caught, but they were all too small. So you had to measure them out at the back of the boat, and then the guy just hucks them off the edge.
You can only take ones of certain age, I would assume.
Yeah, certain length.
They have to be- Yeah, big. Yeah. How big do they have to be?
You got
to
be like 22 inches or something like that. Yeah, I think it's like 22 inches for a ling cod. But it was like right, it was a buzzer beater. It was a buzzer beater catch from my dad because we were getting to the limit for everybody on the boat for the 5 fish or whatever it was. I don't know like what the exact 5 rockfish. Now I think you can keep a couple ling cod. I don't know. But it was like being announced, like, "Hey, we're only going to be dropping a few more times. Like, we're only going to be throwing out the reels a couple more times here. So, you know, make the most of it." And literally the last cast for my dad, he pulls up a Lingcod.
Awesome.
So pulls it up, measure. All right, it's a keeper. And then basically the captain was like, all right, that's it. We're done. It was, again, like a buzzer beater final catch. And my dad was just like, yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think he cried. I think there were tears coming from his eyes.
Well, when you get a last minute,
pretty cool.
You know, when you get something, especially if you were out there for a few hours, right? Like 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, we got back in because we left the bay at like 6:30 in the morning. On a Saturday.
Yikes.
Yeah. I'm glad that we did because we were able to be out there for about like 4 hours. But yeah, someone's got to tell me, like, maybe Vancouver Vortex. I'm like, why? Why so early for fishing? What is the, is it because the water is colder or is, I mean, like, there's still fish out there at 2, 3, 4 p.m. I don't think they just go away.
Maybe not in the same spot. Like, you know, when I go fishing with my buddies, it's usually like you know, they like to leave at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
See, yeah.
Like 5 o'clock. I'm like, yo, why are we going so early? But it's the best time, apparently.
Were you on a choppy part of the ocean, or was this like calm where you guys were sitting?
No, it was fine. It was all good.
I would assume, my dad always told me, it's the calm waters. It's the quiet. There's nothing around. But if we're talking miles out into the ocean, it's not like a bunch of people can be yelling and disturbing the fish. So it's got to be like feeding time. There's never been like a show that ever gave me this fact. I have nothing.
According to smoothmoveseats.com, we've all been there. Morning fishing provides the benefit of calm and consistent water conditions, which can significantly impact your success as an angler. In the early hours of the day before the winds pick up and boat traffic increases, the water is often smoother and more tranquil. Well, there you go.
Makes sense.
Tranquility.
There you go. Yeah. I mean, I'm not happy about it still, having to wake up at 5:30 on a Saturday, but, you know. Well, and then my dad, he was he was calling me out for taking a nap later in the day when we got back to the hotel room. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I am absolutely exhausted, and we are doing nothing else in Garibaldi because, quite frankly, there is nothing else to do in Garibaldi.
I'm sure there's a nice strip club you and your dad could have went to.
See, I was trying to find something.
There's like one bar
along the lines of the Bachelor's Inn of Coos Bay, right?
Right.
There was nothing within close enough driving distance. The beach always throws me off because I was telling my dad, we were talking about, you know, Lincoln City, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's probably like an hour and a half one. And I'm like, no, it's not. And he's like, yeah, I think it might be. And I was like, dude, I think it's like a half hour to 45 minutes. Look it up. Hour 10 away from Garibaldi.
Yeah.
That happens.
Sounds about right.
Happens.
Go to the casino.
Every time I'm at the coast, I'm like, oh, yeah, we're in Lincoln City, Newport. That's probably like 15 minutes. And then you look it up, and yeah, an hour and a half. And I'm just like, the hell?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm already at the coast. Why do I have to drive another hour and a half?
To get to another one.
Geography, clearly not my forte on
that. What's your favorite coast here, you know?
Favorite coastal city?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, this was a hot, contentious point. A couple weeks ago between myself, Sprague, Jeff Russ, Dirt, because we were in here right after their show. And Sprague and I both, we are staunch Newport supporters. I think Newport is the best coastal city. I think that we have too many people that just don't care to make the drive and don't they go to Cannon Beach or Lincoln City or something and they say, you know what, good enough. I'll take this. But Newport, to me, has everything. You have a beach, right? You have coastline you can walk, but you have the bay. You have really good food. I mean, who doesn't like the sea lions, the sea lion docks?
It doesn't have a casino, but see, I'm a Lincoln City guy.
Well, there's only like
the aquarium.
It's got the
one of the best in the world. It was just voted, I saw.
There really? You there you
yes.
go.
Top five or
I remember
something
when
like
they used to have Keiko there.
Keiko?
Kiko the whale?
Yeah,
Keiko?
The whale from Free Willy.
Oh, yeah. All
some
those
star power in Newport.
All those whales in captivity. You know what? He lived a sad life. Like, that. We shouldn't have kept him in captivity.
And, yeah, we did a poll question about which is the best coastal city, and Newport did not hold up. It did not.
I can imagine. Newport kind of sucks. They do have an Arctic Circle. I think they still do.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Did Lincoln City win that? win that?
I can't remember. See, and this was the other thing is like I want to say they lumped in Cannon Beach and Seaside together, and I was like, you can't do that.
No,
Astoria and Seaside you can lump together if you wanted to do that.
They're two separate towns though.
But like, yeah, they are
completely. And Astoria is not a coastal city. Also,
I mean, it's
that's
it's
a river.
Not,
that's yeah, a river a, city. That's river, close but, to the coast. All right,
yeah. That's fair.
Let's get that out of the way. But that's fair. Yeah, I like Newport. I don't know about you guys.
But. I'll be honest. I'm old school. I'm a Seaside guy. You know, I've always kind of have been. Like, if you're looking for fun stuff, like Seaside's probably the way to go. Like, there's as much as I love the casino in Lincoln City, there's not a lot to do. Like in Lincoln City, like once you get there, it's more adults. Go chill. You know, walk the beach, everything. But you know, the one restaurant they had that was pretty good. It's like a breakfast spot. I can't remember the name of it, but it just recently closed down in Lincoln City. That was
Pig and
Blank,
Pig and Pancake.
No, that is not what you're talking about.
It. But I'll have to look it up. I can't remember what it.
I think it's Blackfish Cafe. They just closed down.
Wasn't them either, but it was a very good breakfast spot that you know we would go to every time. Then found out they closed. Outside of that, I'm trying to figure out like what in what in Lincoln City is like.
I mean, there's golf there.
They got Salishan, which is right south of the major area, which is a great golf course.
That's the second golf course other than the Chinook Winds. You've got Fogarty Beach, which my wife and I were married at. It's kind of quiet down past Salishan. I mean, there's not just beaches to go to. They've actually got a movie theater there. They've got the downtown.
Devil's Lake.
So you've got a lake and the ocean. You've got the downtown area in Lincoln City. I personally just love booking one of those spots down on First Avenue, you know, in Lincoln City, like a quarter of a mile from the casino, and either catch a shuttle at the hotel or on a nice night, you can just walk your drunk ass back to your place. And for me, as the degenerate that wants to go place a sports bet but be right on the ocean, oh my God. And there really is more to do than just the casino. They got Gallucci's Pizza. Come on.
My cousin used to work at Gallucci's.
It is.
They don't have elephant ears, do they?
Yes, they do, actually.
Where?
Downtown Lincoln City.
It's a lie.
As if that is the biggest like selling point for Seaside over the rest of the city.
Sure,
like, they have
sure.
Elephant ears.
They have a long line for elephant ears. Sometimes too damn long. You know. So yeah, there's Seaside is. And you know what it is for me? It's probably more nostalgia than anything else. Like as a kid, I remember when Mortal Kombat first came out at the arcade at Seaside, and it was like that was the coolest place in the world to be. You know. So a lot of it is nostalgia for me.
Yeah, I gotta find this this poll question that they ran because I am curious to see what ended up running away with it.
Has to be LC. Has to be Lincoln City.
I would imagine it's probably Lincoln City.
And well, also, Rashad, what town did you grow up in here in Oregon? Because I was in Salem, which Lincoln City was an hour, you know, from our door.
Northeast Portland. Northeast Portland. So
you going to Seaside over, you know, Highway 26 Mountains makes a ton of sense.
I mean, Lincoln City is still only an hour and a half away.
But it's not as close as Seaside for you.
Hour and 15? You know, so it was kind of relatively central, depending on where I was getting on the freeway from. So, yeah, both of them are about an hour and a half.
Yeah, so this poll question, I finally found it. And there was qualifiers. You're staying 3 nights at the coast. Weather is perfect. Where are you staying? And Seaside/Cannon, which, again, I feel like you can't do that. You can't do
that. Yeah, that's cheating.
33.1%. Lincoln City. Don't throw up the one. It doesn't count. It's two cities. I mean, technically, that's
Cannon Beach is literally like it's
technically
it's
that's 16.5% for Seaside, 16.5% for Cannon.
Nobody kicks it in Cannon though. Like you stay there, you do.
No, Cannon's
you do,
got some nice
you do,
cabins.
You do. That's what I'm saying. You sleep there, and that's one of those things. That if you're kicking it like that, cool. Yes, you're gonna go to Cannon, but you're looking for stuff to do and everything. You're going to Seaside.
Lincoln City, 27.5%. Manzanita was on here because Jeff Rust was staunchly supporting Manzanita, 27.2%. And then Newport, 12.1%. Stop the count, okay? I want a recount.
Yeah, two cities. So Lincoln City got beat by two cities. Okay.
Yeah. And then, I mean, Nesquin, eh.
Nah. Might as well throw Coos Bay on there, too.
Yeah.
I'm a big
Depot Bay fan.
Depot Bay also has a casino, so I am as well.
Florence, I don't think I've ever gone further south than Newport on the coast.
Gotta check Depot Bay out. You gotta.
Well, Depot Bay is... That's,
I don't have a reason to ever
Depot
go
Bay
to Depot
is like
Bay,
just
Depot
south
Bay.
Of Lincoln City. That's not too far south.
Oh, no, that's not Depot Bay that I'm
You're thinking.
You're
thinking of Coos.
I am thinking of Coos
The home
Bay.
Of the Bachelor's Inn.
Yeah.
There we go.
Again, no, unless I'm going for a like a sports reason, no reason to ever go to really any of those places.
Oh. Florence, yeah, I haven't gone there.
No, neither.
But speaking of poll questions, I have a poll question up for this show that is sports related. And we will get to this at some point because we did have the NFL draft. But what team has been the most disappointing in the NBA playoffs? We have the Los Angeles Lakers, the Los Angeles Clippers, the Phoenix Suns, or the New Orleans Pelicans. Those are your four choices. On 1080 The Fan, you can go ahead and vote there. Brought to you by no one. And, yeah, we'll get to that. Right now, there's one team that is specifically running away with it. So I guess this is a race for second place. But you can go ahead and vote there. You can also chime in on the show. Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. But the NFL draft, it has finished. Also, before we get to that, we do have some fun with audio today. We have many audio clips. But the NFL draft has finished. All picks have been made, from Caleb Williams to Mr. Irrelevant. And there was one that stood out on Thursday, day one, that had everybody talking, and I think you know who it was. We will get to that next to start things here on Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
2024 NFL Draft is in the books. We have every single pick made from the first round to the seventh in all compensatory picks. But there was one on day one on Thursday that caught everybody off guard, and for a good reason. And it's hard to put words to it because Michael Penix, to me, was my favorite quarterback in this draft. Like, as far as, like, being able to be a starter and play immediately in this league, he, to me, looks like the most, like, ready, not needing as much development or time to develop in the league like some of these other quarterbacks may be. So I was excited to see where he went. One, I was excited because I didn't have to, he was a Washington quarterback, so I didn't have to hate him anymore.
Of course.
I can actually, like, start talking about him, you know, objectively and not be so, like, hating against him because he was pissing me off for the whole entire year. But as far as teams for him to go to that did not make sense, it was the Atlanta Falcons. And sure enough, at number eight, they drafted Michael Penix.
Top 10.
Yeah, I mean, top 10, which, again, like, I'm not upset about. I believe him. I believe that he is that good to be a top 10 quarterback. I've been saying that since last season in college football. It's like, dude, the way that he plays in the pocket
and has that comfortability in the pocket, he is definitely a top 10 draft pick to me. But as far as situations for him to go, why Atlanta? Why, like, you just signed Kirk Cousins to all this money for 2 years at least with the guaranteed money. And Michael Penix, again, like, he is ready to play right now. He is ready to take over the reins for some other team right now, I believe, and start getting those reps in to see if he is an NFL quarterback. So not only did you use a first-round pick on him that you're not going to see him play for maybe 2 to 3 years, maybe longer, and the coach even said for the Atlanta Falcons, like, oh, well, if he doesn't play for 4 or 5 years, that's great because that means that we're doing great at the quarterback position. It's like, well, okay, if you're trying to win now and trying to be one of the best teams in the NFC, that's, I mean, you're doing that by signing Kirk Cousins. Wouldn't you want to get a player that will help you win now, like a receiver? Your defense was kind of crappy last year. Maybe someone on the defensive end, Raheem Morris, you are a defensive coach. Like, I don't know, all crazy thoughts to me. So this Michael Penix pick, I mean, I think this is the consensus. Everybody is confused by it.
When it happened, I think we all kind of had the same
what?
Collective shock. Like, what? Huh?
Why?
Like, not necessarily why, because for me, there wasn't a big why there. Like, number one, like, let's be real. Like, this is probably the most respect we've given Kirk Cousins ever. Most people look at Kirk Cousins and say he's overrated. Overrated. Can't get it done. He's, you know, can't win in prime time. He's got one playoff win. Like,
good, but not great.
Good, exactly. Good, but not great at all. This is the most reverence that we've ever given Kirk Cousins by saying, like, oh, you just paid him all this money and he's going to come. Other than that, like, let's be real. He's coming off an Achilles injury. An Achilles is tough to recover from for any sport. You're 35 coming off an Achilles injury and they expect you to play out that $140 million contract, 90 of which is guaranteed. They really expected him to play for another 5 years.
Well, like, I would think so because they gave him that contract
and
all that money.
Which was crazy. So that was the first question you asked yourself is, why the hell would Atlanta give Kirk Cousins all that money and especially all that guaranteed money? It makes sense for them to draft if you got a 35-year-old quarterback who's been injured over the last little bit. It makes sense for you to draft a quarterback. We didn't think it'd be Michael Penix, and we didn't think it'd be a top 10 pick, you know, all of a sudden. However, you're getting a man. Michael Penix Jr. is, what, 26 years old? How old is he?
He is, what is it, 24? 24? Jordan, I know that you guys are talking about this on Dirt and Sprague. Is he 23?
He just turned 24.
Gotcha.
So just Michael turned Penix. 24. Let's say, and I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to play out that 5 years that he's been paid for. I say he probably gets maybe two in between there. And by then, hopefully Michael Penix would have learned enough to go in and take over. But yeah, it was a head scratcher because I don't think initially that's what they needed in the first round. I thought they needed some help with the pass rush. And I thought that would have been maybe a smarter move. But when you've got a guy like Michael Penix Jr., like, and you've got an aging injured quarterback, like, I understand why they took him. Like, I mean, what other quarterback were you going to take? And then there's no guarantee that there might have been serviceable quarterback into the second and third round.
Well, there wasn't. I mean, I think it was a record from when Bo Nix was selected to, I think, Spencer Rattler. It was the most consecutive picks without a quarterback. So, I mean, that gap was big enough. But again, you didn't need a backup quarterback. You didn't need to draft one of these top six quarterbacks to me. Like, it just doesn't make sense from where you are at as a franchise and finding your franchise quarterback for what you hope is the future. Like, I understand the insurance aspect of it, but again, like, Michael Penix is ready now. So what, he's not going to play until he's 26, 27, and you're going to pay him how you're going to give him first round, eighth overall pick money for however many years for him not to play. Well, and then when he finally gets out there and starts playing, like, what if he is as advertised?
I mean, they're
now you got to go into this contract, this second contract, and pay him out. And after not having playing for 2-3 years,
they're taking their chances on an injured 35-year-old quarterback. So I don't know if age really matters to them like that at this point. Like, if we're being honest, like, I think a lot of teams would have looked at Kirk Cousins' age and looked at the injury that he's coming off of and said, I don't know if we're going to give you that much money. We can see about 90 for a few years, but I don't think we're going to give you that much money for whatever reasons. Because when the Falcons did it, I think we were all kind of given the same Michael Penix Jr. Treatment. We were all like, what? You gave Kirk Cousins what?
I think there's
how
a little,
much is guaranteed?
I mean, as far as the money goes, it was when it came out, I was like, wow, that is a lot of money, but
okay, but
it's a lot of money for Kirk Cousins too. And I'm probably the only person here that actually likes Cousins.
But that was their plan. And honestly, I will agree that I've kind of been knocking on Cousins when the quarterback series came out on Netflix, you know, his whole like new age ways of trying to like get his body recovered. I kind of think some of that's like not voodoo, but it's just like, dude, study more film, like stop. I'm not the hugest fan of Kirk Cousins, but what I am not even bigger of a fan of is the inconsistent message from your team. If you are going to go this way being sign Kirk Cousins, give him a huge bag without telling everybody until after the draft, oh, you know what? We have a Jordan Love type of situation in our minds with the 35-year-old quarterback we just gave a bunch of money and brought him in, which, by the way, that wasn't the Jordan Love situation. Aaron Rodgers had already won you a Super Bowl, so I don't know why you're bringing up those comparisons. And the second reason that comparison is wrong is because the Packers drafted Jordan Love, what, at 20, 21 out of Utah State? He was much younger. And I'm not trying to hamper on age, but it is worth pointing out that if this 4 or 5 year plan that they're trying to state is going to happen, which it's kind of hilarious at this point, they're literally trying to sit on the fence and ride both sides. If that's going to happen, Michael Penix won't be 27, 28 until he starts, right? Jordan Love just started his first year in the NFL full-time, 24 years old. He turned 25 during the season. It just doesn't line up. I'm not trying to hamper on age, but it doesn't make sense that you would waste a high draft pick when you could have had the best receiver or the second best receiver in the draft for Kirk Cousins to throw to. You said, Rashad, off the air, he needs an edge rusher, or Atlanta does. There's just multiple positions that you need in Atlanta. None of this makes sense to me, and their fans have a right to be pissed.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had, like, Dallas Turner available, the kid from UCLA, Leatu Latu, mm-hmm. like, who people are saying was the best edge rusher. Like, they were there. I mean, maybe an offensive lineman? Hell. I mean, there was just so many other needs for Atlanta, for a team that finished 7-10 last year, and where offense, it was like you were a quarterback away. So now you have two.
Yeah, I think Atlanta knows what we know is that Kirk Cousins.
But then why give him
right
all
now.
That
yeah,
money?
That's
yeah,
where my
I mean,
question is.
I don't know. I think because I feel like they felt like they had to. And again,
within like
that was the first thing. So,
within like 60 days, so, you're already just like.
So again, if you're looking to lose your job, look no further than the general manager of the Atlanta Falcons. Because again, you gave Kirk Cousins a lot of money. A lot of money, and then turned around months later and then spent what's going to be a significant amount of money for a first round top 10 quarterback that you're going to spend as well. Like, they needed a name. They needed somebody to make them forget about the crappy season that Atlanta had, or the crappy few seasons that Atlanta has had. And Kirk Cousins gave them a little pride or a little. And I think that you were hoping to get stuff to go with Kirk Cousins, but instead you called yourself building for the future. They don't have to draft a quarterback for the next couple of years because they know they got their guy in Michael Penix. And who's to say he goes to camp and Michael Penix isn't better than Kirk Cousins? We've seen it before.
I don't know,
the Seahawks
quarterback here.
And then a guy named Russell Wilson.
Yeah, but you
came and
used
took
a
his spot.
Fourth, like what, a third, fourth round pick on Russell Wilson? Like if. There was something
about Matt Flynn.
Matt Flynn.
Thank you.
Yeah, like
a lot of less money, by the way. That was like a $30 million contract.
But it was huge
maximum.
At that time. At that time, it was like, man, that's for Matt Flynn. Word?
Compared to $100 guaranteed $1 million, that there was a different air, and they were giving money to running backs.
Matt
still
Flynn
at that
contract
time
was
NFL.
3 years, $20 million.
Thank you. 20. Yeah, not even 30.
With 10 of it guaranteed. Like this would be. Egregious mismanagement if they sign Cousins and then they get into training camp and they're like, oh my God, Michael Penix is running laps around him. Well, Kirk,
we don't see that happening.
I guarantee that Kirk Cousins is your day one starter and will start the entire season as long as injuries don't happen. You are paying him $90 million. Oh, he's guaranteed.
Going to, he's going to play. He's going to start. He's going to start.
Yeah.
Like, you so have to, like, you're paying him to. It would, 90 of it is guaranteed to. You have to start him.
So
you're screwed either way. Like, you got to play him.
And that's why I just, none of it makes sense. Like,
and you can't trade him because who wants that contract?
Doesn't make sense. None of it makes sense to me. You can text in 503-864-6326, the Fan Vancouver Ford text line, to share your thoughts. I want to jump over to a few more of where these quarterbacks went. And also, we're going to talk about where some of the other Oregon and Oregon State players ended up in the NFL draft. Because there was one Oregon player people were wondering, where the hell is he going to go? Because he kept kind of dropping and dropping. And he actually found himself a pretty good home. So we will get to that next here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, God.
They start spelling that stuff phonetically or something like that just to make sure that you can make the announcement.
The NFL draft is just, there's so many hilarious things about it. Rashad and I were listening to clips of guys trying to announce players and names and trying to just make the announcement. I didn't even see the Jamal Charles trying to make the Chiefs announcement when, like, the second round, third round, whatever. But, my God.
That's the most entertaining part of the draft.
He was struggling. One of my favorite parts of the draft, too, is when they show the fans for the team, and it's, like, third, fourth round, and they clearly don't know who the player is. They're like,
no.
Out of Syracuse, we're taking this guy, and the fans, yeah! It's like, you have no idea.
You've never seen anything.
Stop.
They're as bad as those Blazers fans at halftime, like, trying to, like, get their hands or, like, look on, you know, oh, I'm on the screen. Like, stop.
we were taking the corner out of Toledo. Yeah! Because you were just locked in on Toledo football all year long, I'm sure.
Texas Abilene Christian? No. And by the way, I do hate the announcement of picks by anybody else but NFL executives.
I love it. I love it. It's so much fun.
I am out for it.
It's so much fun, man.
I don't know why they do it.
The year that Pat McAfee did the pick for Tennessee was awesome.
I remember when
he can read.
Okay. Drew Pearson for the Cowboys, when he announced his pick, and I think the draft was in Philly. If not, he just went full WWE on that, though, like that's announcing awesome. The pick.
That's awesome. That's the most fun part. Like, Goodell's sitting up there doing it. Okay, cool. You know, but when you get into the third and fourth round and you get fans and you get former players and you get Jamal Charles and but people to come up there.
Then you get the 11-year-old that's like, Kurt Werner. Mm. And it just butchers the name.
Hey, I love that.
It did better than Andre Dyson did with Rook Ororo, which is,
well,
I don't blame him on the name, but there was the longest pause between his first and last name because I'm sure he's looked at that. He had never looked at the name before.
Seriously. Because you can't see it. You don't know. So you're going to go up there and just open it up and it's like, oh. I have no idea how to say this.
And it was what made it even funnier was when they started like breaking down the draft pick is Field Yates was talking about him and it was almost like a meow challenge. Like how many times can I say Rook Ororo in this 30-second hit? Because he just
are you saying meow?
Just over and over and over again. Rook Ororo, ro ro, ro 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 ro. I was like, oh my god. I was like, yeah. He is locked
You've
in.
You've
got to
say it
onto
Tecumpo.
Right.
You've got to say, remember we couldn't say it for a long time. You know, you get good enough and you'll learn how to say it. If Ororo is going to be good, I guarantee you we'll learn how to say it.
Well, Roger Goodell did call Marcus Mariota Mariota.
So. Yeah, Mariota, yeah.
Bro.
What did they call him at the Heisman? It was even worse than that. From Oregon.
That one.
We'll never get away from that.
Do you pronounce it Boston? Everything spelled O-N, everyone pronounces really big things correctly, but when it comes to Oregon, it's like, I don't say Boston. Why do people say Oregon? That is the big, that eats my craw.
So some of the other draft picks from the first round, it was pretty much chalk for like the first like six picks. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. Marvin Harrison Jr., who for some reason still hasn't signed his NFLPA contract or whatever, so we don't even know if his jersey is going to be able to be sold or if you can play as Marvin Harrison in the next Madden or anything. It'll be Harvin Marrison Jr. in the next Madden.
Does it matter? Madden's just a roster update at this point anyways. They don't add new features.
Derek Smith at wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals in the next Madden. Joe Alt, Malik Nabers at 6. But hey, one of the other more intriguing draft picks of the first round that got people talking was Bo Nix at 12 going to the Denver Broncos. 6 quarterbacks in the first 12 picks
Crazy.
Of the NFL draft. First time ever that's happened. But Bo Nix, Michael Penix, those two guys were being talked about as like second round guys going into the draft. I was kind of reserved to that fact at that point. I was like, yeah, we'll see him go in the second round somewhere, see what situation they end up. No. Within the first 12 picks.
Yeah.
And yeah, Bo Nix, we talked about Penix in the last segment, but Bo Nix going to Denver.
That's
and
huge.
That, you want to talk about Penix having to wait. Nix has an opportunity to start right away for them.
And has an opportunity to do it with one of his teammates.
Yeah.
You know, and so
Troy Franklin, he ended up getting drafted, I believe, was it a third round?
Third round.
To the Denver Broncos. Which, when I saw that, I was like, you know, it's not late first, early second that some people were hoping for Franklin, but
that's still a huge
that's a great spot for him to go with the guy that was throwing him touchdown passes for the last 2 years.
And for Troy Franklin, if you're drafted, like, so I've kind of got it set up to where I understand like which round you get picked in is kind of the expectation that you're going to have going in there. They call Brock Purdy Mr. Irrelevant because he's the last, you know, last pick of the draft for the most part. Like, we don't expect you to do much, right? But first round, you're clearly expected to be a star. You know, second, third round, you're expected to be a solid starter. You know, potentially Pro Bowl. You know, fourth, fifth round, you know, you're going to be a person on the roster. Usually fifth, sixth, seventh, like, you're trying to just make a team. Maybe practice squad, something like
that. Taking flyers at that point.
Troy Franklin is somebody that Denver is looking at as a potential, you know, key cog and what they're trying to do in Denver. Like Jerry Jeudy, that whole thing, I don't know how well that's worked, you know, and so now.
Well, Jeudy, I mean, he just got traded a few months ago. Where's he?
Right.
He just got, God, where did he just get traded to?
So that with him being out and with him not really working in the first place, now you've got
Cleveland Browns,
a quarterback and a receiver that have a rapport with each other. I think that could be a good thing for Sean Payton and company.
I mean, I think it just caught everyone off guard that he got drafted that early. I will say when they showed his like draft party, I was like, man, that is a scene from Get Out right there. Cause Tez Johnson was the only,
was the only
dude in there. That only black the guy.
I was like, what are you doing there?
And everybody else was white, wearing pink springs colors and everything. I was like,
tucked in.
I was like, someone bring out the teacup right now. Like,
I mean, hey, that's his guy, you know, apparently. So
that's his brother. Did you know that?
Is it really?
Wait, hold on. Are you being serious right now?
No, I'm being for real.
Tez Johnson is Bo Nix's adopted brother.
That's awesome.
Did you watch a single Oregon game last year? They probably brought it up like 5 to 8 times. It started becoming
attention. I wasn't.
Yeah, you watched the games with the sound off, obviously.
It started to become
an over under thing. Like, how many times are they going to bring up that Tez Johnson is Bo Nix's adopted brother?
Well, you know, he met him when he was 15, 16, and the relationship that they've built has translated on the field. Stop!
I'll be real. A lot of times I do watch it with the sound off so I can have, you know, if I'm watching football, I can have music on and stuff like that. I don't necessarily need, you know, the sound on, so
actually,
I like to party.
Can I defend you in that statement? some of these NBA playoffs announcers that they have had, because you got to get like it's beyond your full TNT and ESPN roster because you're putting on 4 or 5 games at once. Oh, my God. Some of these guys are just the bottom of the barrel.
And
man.
Some of them are awesome. Have you been listening
to Reggie Miller is one of the worst.
Well, Reggie Miller is not great, but Jamal Crawford is awesome.
He's not too bad.
No, he's always,
he's
very, very,
really,
well
really, really good. I'm like, okay, yeah, you got this. You understand what you're doing.
I want to just smack Reggie Miller over the back of his head sometimes for something. Like, I wish I was sitting next to him because, like, the game winner over for Jamal Murray, he literally, as Harlan is making the call and the shot goes in, game over. Like, doesn't let Harlan just make the call. He has to chime in and say something as the shot is going in as well. It's just like, bro, like, let Kevin Harlan do this, please. And then he wouldn't shut the F up for the entire like time after the shot went in. And he just kept going and going. I'm like, dude, please, cut the mic.
Gotta get his opinion.
Just cut the mic, please.
I think it was
the
game
caramel
two.
Cat.
Yeah,
Nobody
ever called him.
I think it was game two between the Knicks and the 76ers. I mean, I feel bad for the announcer because it sounds like he has an actual speech impediment, but he kept calling, like, Tom Thibodeau, and then calling Hartenstein, and then I heard him, like, drop an R.
Hartenstein.
Yeah, and almost go, like, wadio at some point. I'm like, oh, God, like, is this guy actually, like, have, like, an impediment or something? And then I'm like, if he does, why is he announcing an NBA game? Half of these names are wrong.
Yeah.
Maybe he's doing it on purpose. Like, that's his thing.
Stein.
His
All right.
Might be his shtick.
I'll leave it to you guys. Do we go fun with audio next or see where the rest of the Oregon and Oregon State guys went? We can save fun with audio for the second hour.
Let's save the fun with audio.
Okay. Yeah. Next segment, we will talk about where all the other Oregon Duck and Oregon State players went next year. Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Oregon football. They had their spring game yesterday. I know Rashad was locked in.
Actually, I watched a little.
Oh, you watched more than I did.
Only because, like, my soon-to-be daughter, I suppose. Stepdaughter.
Stepdaughter.
Yeah.
I think that's how that works.
Turns 19 today. And one of the things she, and she goes to U of O. One of the things she did is went to the spring game.
Ah.
And so.
Trying to find her in the crowd.
Happy birthday, Jada. Yeah. No, not at all. But, you know, whenever you lose a guy like Bo Nix, I think you're just curious to see.
How things are.
Not even how things are, but just who could potentially be next.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got to, obviously, the transfer portal, you know, if you're a Ducks fan, thank God for that. You know, because now you get a new super senior. What year is?
I mean, this will be Gabriel's last year, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so.
Because he was at UCF for 3 years.
Technically, this is like either his graduate year or I'm so confused with all the transfers allowed now. Because you can do it however many times you want.
And you have a COVID year and then.
Yeah, some of these kids, like Cam McCormick, I think might be applying for another year still. Like,
Cam McCormick is going to be 40 and somehow still have some eligibility.
I would love a homegrown quarterback. It's been a while. Mariota was the last. When I say homegrown, I mean they came to Oregon as a freshman and decided to ride it out and get that. Like, Mariota was really the last one. Since then, it's been Vernon Adams and who else? Well, obviously, Bo Nix, Anthony Brown.
We had the Dakota, you know, poop Dakota cop.
But even Dakota came here first, right?
He was transferred.
No, he was
So, Dakota, you know, poop cop. So, yeah, it's been a while. It's been, what, 10 years now? How long ago was Mariota?
Anthony Brown. Can't forget Anthony Brown.
Anthony, we cannot forget Anthony Brown.
They tried with Tyler Shuck. He was their product, but it didn't work out.
You know, so I would love to see a quarterback from, and Oregon State come
real,
and.
Real quickly, on this Golf Channel, that is just a mean mustache and kind of a squirrel moment. Johnson Wagner, I think this guy's name was, it said. That is a top tier mustache.
Do you like it?
That's a solid stash, right?
Yeah,
there.
It's really good. Almost just got his Ron Burgundy on. You know,
sorry.
I see it strong
again. See a mustache like that, it throws you off. It's like, it's, man.
I mean, so
if I could only be like that. If
does
I could
Dusty
get that,
still have his mustache?
No, I think it's gone.
Man, I was like, man, is this Tom Selleck?
That's good.
Yeah.
It's
a good thing.
I thought the mustache looked good. I was team mustache. For
mustaches,
Dusty.
Fellas, listen. Mustaches don't look good.
No, I was with him.
Don't look good.
They do.
No, they don't.
I give my stamp of approval. I am Joe Fisher, and I endorse this mustache.
My dad.
I'm Rashad Taylor. Don't do it.
My dad has always had a mustache, and I still don't like mustaches. And Rashad, I think the look of Dusty, you could compare it to the clip that he says himself. Like, he says his mustache makes him look like a conquistador. That's exactly what he looks
kind
like.
Kind of, yeah.
He's a conquistador, right?
Kind of.
All right, where did these other Oregon players go? Bo Nix to the Denver Broncos. Jackson Powers Johnson, the barrel-chested center for Oregon. That dude's upper body is insane. Like, my God. It is just... I don't see how he is going to not be a great player for the Raiders and a great center overall, because that guy looks like he could move mountains. But he goes round two, pick 44 to the Las Vegas Raiders. The next Duck off the board, Troy Franklin at pick 102. We talked about him going to the Denver Broncos along with Bo Nix. A few picks later, Kyrie Jackson, corner, going to the Minnesota Vikings. The pick right after that, so the Oregon Ducks went 101, 108, and 109. Atlanta Falcons take Brandon Dorlus. And then two picks after that, Evan Williams, safety, goes to the Green Bay Packers. And if you haven't seen the fan announce that pick for the Green Bay Packers, he knew the assignment. He was in Detroit.
See,
he
you
was
said a fan, right?
They had a fan up there.
Yeah. See?
Hate
cool.
It.
And oh, you should.
Was this one?
This
legit?
Was good. Yeah, okay. He knew the assignment, being in Detroit and being a Green Bay Packers fan, reminding them what the Packers have done over their franchise's history. Yeah, he did not skip a beat. And I don't like a lot of things about the Packers, but tip of the cap to this kid, because he definitely delivered as far as announcing the draft pick.
Good for him.
Bucky Irving goes pick 125 to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I love that for him.
Bucky to the Bucks.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
He's not going to be like a stereotypical number one back in the league, but he's going to get a lot of carries for him, might be like a third down option. He's just so fast.
Yeah, and he just...
I'm curious to see how they use him in Tampa. Yeah.
He fights through contact, too. Like, he just doesn't seem to want to go down at any point. When the Cowboys, when the draft kept going along and I don't think the Cowboys ended up with a running back.
Nope.
Which, okay, best of luck. I was hoping that they would, well, one, get a running back. But as the draft kept going and Bucky was on the board, I was like, man, that would be awesome if they took him. But they didn't take anybody. So it's fine. We're all good. Royce Freeman and Deuce Vaughn, you know, that the Cowboys will be just fine.
Hey, give Royce some number one action in the NFL. They'll probably rush for 1,000 yards.
Listen,
but
love Royce, but no. But don't do it, please, for the love of God.
Those days are over.
And then Jamal Hill for the Houston Texans, pick 188. He was last pick for the Oregon Ducks, linebacker Jamal Hill. And with that amount of draft picks, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And is that what I'm counting here? 8 draft picks for the Oregon Ducks. That is now the most Ducks ever selected in one single draft, breaking the previous record of 6 players drafted
out
of Oregon.
Well, congratulations to Dan Lanning. You know, you're a great recruiter and you got your guys to the NFL. If Oregon already wasn't a destination for a lot of, you know, high school seniors that are getting ready to make that decision, watching 8 guys go, you know, within the first, or excuse me, at least 7 go within the first few rounds,
yeah,
has to make you feel good, you know, if you're Dan Lanning. But if you're, you know, somebody that's considering Oregon, now all of a sudden, man, I can get to the league, and they're taking a bunch of us to the league. So, yeah, tip of the cap to the Ducks.
And for the Oregon State Beavers, you had 3 draft picks. The most notable was the first rounder, offensive tackle Talese Fuaga. He is going to the New Orleans Saints. And, I mean, Oregon State linemen, hard-pressed for them to do anything else but be great. Like, it seems like wherever they go, they end up, like, having a really good career.
Yeah, it used to be wide receiver you. Now it's like if you come from Oregon State and you played offensive line, defensive, you know, tackle, you're going to have a long NFL career for the most part.
Anthony Gould, wide receiver. He was picked 7th pick of the 5th round to the Indianapolis Colts. So he's going to a situation with a pretty good quarterback last year with, you know, injury aside, had a great year with Anthony Richardson. So Anthony Gould will be at Indianapolis. And then the last pick for the Oregon State Beavers, Ketan Oladapo, safety. He goes to the Green Bay Packers as well. So now you got a safety from the Ducks and a safety from the Beavers being drafted by Green Bay. He goes 5th round, 34th pick. I haven't looked to see what the undrafted free agents are looking like as far as if there are any Oregon or Oregon State undrafted players. Usually that starts to happen yesterday and today. Teams making calls and getting those players. So we'll take a look at that and see where they ended up at. But the 8 draft picks by Oregon, I didn't know that until just this morning looking it up. And,
yeah, me either.
That's huge. That is, as you say, like, Lanning can now tell guys, like, I can get you drafted. I can get you drafted high. That was a big thing for Nick Saban, too. It's like, you come here,
you're going to go to the NFL. There you go. And so, and let's be real, that's what a lot of these students are looking for. They're looking for that opportunity to have some exposure and maybe get some NIL, but also ultimately get drafted. Like, that's the goal there. And when the record was 6, and now you can put 8 guys into the league. And really, within the first 4 rounds of the league, you get 7 guys in there. Like, that's pretty impressive.
By the way, thanks to the Vancouver Ford text line pointing out, we forgot about Justin Herbert. Of course he was
Justin Herbert, the last one.
Eugene's own Sheldon High School. Yeah, like there was a very, very talented homegrown quarterback in the last just 7 years
yes,
coming
there
out.
Yes, were. So, yeah.
All right, you know,
even if people didn't respect Justin, they didn't appreciate Justin Herbert when he was here. There are a lot of pundits.
Rashad.
No, don't do that. There were a lot of pundits
don't do that.
No, there were a lot of pundits that were like, man, Justin Herbert, he's not this. And he's, man, please.
Who?
That boy was out there.
Name these pundits.
The one, our good friend Mike Lynch was one of them that just did not like Justin Herbert. We got plenty of show tape where he was like, oh, I just don't see it. I'm like, bro, you are crazy.
Well, going into the draft, I think that he was not crazy about him being an NFL prospect, but I don't think he was saying as a Oregon Duck quarterback, like,
yes,
he's a bum.
Like, he's like,
good.
Yeah, he's not. I just don't see it.
That again, going to the NFL, that's one thing, but being at Oregon, I don't think anybody was saying that Justin isn't any good or doesn't.
There, there were a lot of people that I was seeing that was saying that I was like, man, are y'all crazy? Are y'all looking at this?
You're pulling a 45 right now. There's a lot of people saying that Justin Herbert,
man, hey,
not
I
a good
here.
Quarterback at
I
Oregon.
I seen it.
Kind of a bum.
I seen it.
I called him Justin Sherbert because he was so soft.
That's Justin what people were saying. Sherbert. That's the best dad joke I've heard all year so far.
That sounds like something that he would say. Quite honestly, like, oh, I said that he'd be the best quarterback of all time, and look at him now.
I'm just saying, there. I remember all can't finish games. He's not just like, what are y'all talking about? So, and it's, I guess, anybody that comes in after Mariota, the expectation is Heisman or bust.
How dare you besmirch Mike Lynch's name?
My guy knows. My guy knows better.
Actually, and I will say, I do remember Mike. He was one of them that, I mean. Quite honestly, it's not like, as far as going into the NFL, I want to make that distinction clear. Going into the NFL as an NFL prospect as versus a quarterback at Oregon. Those are two separate things. Like, him being a quarterback at Oregon,
he didn't think it was going to work.
He was great.
He didn't think it was going to work as far as in the league.
I get that. There was a few people that believed that, all right? There were questions of whether he was going to be that good or not. I think that is always the case with a first-round quarterback, is if they're going to be good or not. But as far as Herbert at Oregon when he was playing, I don't think it was a matter of like, I don't know. He's got to show me a little bit more.
He was getting hated
I don't know
on.
If I believe in him.
He was getting hated on.
No,
I remember
he was
that.
Not. Stop.
I remember it.
All right, hour number two coming up. Got some fun with audio, some draft fun with audio. One from a player, one from a GM. Jordan, I hope you got every single one of those.
I think I listened three times. I think I did, but
God.
I will have the dump button ready. I want a drink with this guy.
Yeah, he looks kind of weird, though.
The hair, no. But like a year ago when his hair was a lot shorter, yes.
And we also, so what I think I want to do is I want to play that audio because we have like the draft audio that we have is a player that got drafted. And then I also want to have that linked up with audio from an NBA player because both their voices, it throws you off, both of them. We'll get to that in the second hour. Got some NBA playoff stuff. We still have the poll question up on 1080 The Fan, which has been the most disappointing team in the NBA playoffs, Lakers, Clippers, Suns, or Pelicans. And we will get to all that hour two coming up right here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.